The Fish Ladder. Written and read by Catherine Norbury. For the rest of the afternoon, I travelled ahead of the weather, the A9 before me, companioned by the River Garry. The dark sleepers of a railway line were laid out as neat as pickets. All three paths, road, rail and river, ran in parallel across the plain that divided the An Monarth Liath, the Grey Hills, from the An Monarth Ruath, the Red Hills, the Cairngorms. The previous night, at Liz's house, I had toyed with the idea of abandoning the journey to Dunbeath. It was still a day's drive away. I had lingered over a map of this plain, looking for a river that might replace the Dunbeath water. The River Garry was a tributary of the Tummel, which was itself a tributary of the Tay. It had its source in Loch Garry, which in turn was fed by three other rivers. Strictly speaking, the Garry didn't run from the sea to a source, but rather it formed a part of such a journey. The River Spey did travel from the sea to its source, Loch Spey in the Corrierach Forest, and it also ran across this plain. This new idea was tempting. I had a connection with the River Spey because we used to holiday next to it when I was a child. I had even caught my first fish in it. However, I was already many miles inland. The Spey ran alongside a road for much of its length, and I wanted to walk from a river mouth. Also, the idea of actually reaching Dunbeath was becoming concrete. I found I couldn't even look at the surrounding hills because I did not wish, as the result of an accidental glance, to develop an idea that might divert me from my intention. I was well aware that I could spend happy hours, if not days, in the Cairngorms. So I kept my eyes at the level of the road and glanced only occasionally at the river. But at the turn off to the village of Dalwhinnie, I noticed some buildings, small as matchboxes. Beyond them, the mountains rose in lilac slopes. I stopped the car in a lay-by and got out. I leaned on the boot and listened to the clatter-clatter-clatter of a magpie. I watched it lift up and then alight behind each car that passed, picking at something red and furry that was mashed into the tarmac. Overhead, clouds were combed out like wet hair. Rain covered the western side of the plain like plastic sheeting, sealing off the direction I had come from. The weather front that encompassed me in Blair Atoll was getting closer. I had no map, and no adequate protection from the elements. I had another reason for wanting to continue my journey, beyond these practical considerations. I wanted, just for once, to complete something I had started. My life was cluttered with abandoned projects, degree courses, film scripts, houses, journeys. My head was noisy with unanswered or only half-formed questions. I had made a reservation at a hotel in Granton-on-Spey. From Granton, it was just a few hours' drive to Dunbeath. I got back into the car.